This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM here at the 2026 Holmes County Fair. I am with Judge Sean Warner. And Sean, you know, being at the fair, how important is that for you?
Oh, it's very important, I think, for any elected official to go out in the community, especially for something as, you know, big as this, and see your constituents. And in Holmes County, constituents are friends and family and everything, so it's just a great opportunity. And I expect to see my daughter here, her friends, and half my family's been here already. Multiple times they braved the rain and come down and, you know, support the fair. It's one of their most important events in the county.
Now, did your kids participate in the fair?
No, my only minor left. She is not involved in 4-H, but her boyfriend is. He'll be selling his pig here shortly, which is why she's going to show up, and not to see me, but to see her friend. And there's some other quality 4-H youth walking by right now. What's up, girls?
And now, were you a 4-H'er when you were young?
I was. I was a Nashville Jolly Farmer for 2 years. And may have been a unique experience, but I did do rabbits for a year, but my final year was actually creative writing, so I didn't do the livestock thing. It's, you know, kind of a little different path than my buddies like the Ogies, you know, who are so ingrained into the 4-H livestock, you know, part of the fair. Yeah, I had to forge my own path.
And so you can really get an understanding and a respect for the hard work that goes into these kids and what they do here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's no better foundation for future success to appreciate hard work. And raising and caring for animals is some of the hardest work you can do. I was raised on a hobby farm, even though I didn't have a whole lot of the livestock, you know, 4-H experience. So I think just getting up in the morning and making sure the animals are cared for and ice is broken out of the water dishes and everything, it gives people an appreciation for hard work and it sets them up for success.
So your daughter's boyfriend is selling an animal. Does that mean you need to, like, bid on it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm still going to be here because, what have you got, 300 hogs today? Or
There's a lot.
Yeah, and so I don't know if I'm still going to be around by the time his makes it to market, but he might be mad if I bid on a different one.
All right, well, thank you so much for chatting and sharing with us your experiences. That was Judge Sean Warner. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM at the 2026 Holmes County Fair.